USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants people to remember the rapid development of the coronavirus vaccine happened under his watch. The president tweeting praise for the drug manufacturer Moderna, which is reporting that its coronavirus vaccine is 94.5% effective in the latest trials. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"This is really a historic day. This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna."
The U.S. military is crafting a plan to withdraw forces from Iraq and Afghanistan in the coming weeks. The order is calling for roughly 2,500 troops to be left in both countries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Republican Senator David Perdue is deciding not to debate his Democratic challenger. CNN reporting Perdue won't debate John Ossoff on December 6th. That's just a month before they will compete for one of Georgia's Senate seats on January 5th. As far as what this race means for our country, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy says,
"If the Republicans lose the Senate majority and the left of Lenin wing of the Democratic Party gets in control, as it will, controlling both the Senate and the House, as I said earlier today, you have nothing to worry about unless you are a taxpayer, a business owner, a parent, a gun owner, a cop, a person of faith, or an unborn baby."
Hurricane Iota is now a Category 5 storm as it heads towards Central America. The National Hurricane Center saying it's packing winds of 160 miles an hour as it heads towards northeastern Nicaragua. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As talks continue regarding a new COVID-19 vaccine, there's still people saying thanks, but no thanks.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of a vaccine. Former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for people to review to build confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat-Harris poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of infection by half. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Those who have a medical condition will still be required to have some sort of protection against the coronavirus for themselves and others when shopping at Costco. The new policy in effect today requires medically compromised people who can't wear a mask to wear a face shield in stores. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.